ראשון בעולם,
טוב שנים, גרמונים.
Just one הלכה in the laws of kosher. One of the 39 מלאכות on Shabbat is kosher, making nuts. Maran talks about the laws in Shin Yud Zayin. There's different levels of nuts. Some are asu from the Torah, some are asu from the Rabbanan, and some are mutar. The case that's asu from the Torah has two qualifications. It has to be what the Rambam calls ma'aseh umman, which means it's a professional knot. It takes skill to make the knot, and also it's kesher shel kayama, where it lasts. There's different opinions how long lasting is. We'll assume, let's say, according to Rambam, he's doing it to last for more than 7 days. Then already would be considered kesher shel kayama. That would be asumin haTorah. Then you have isud rabbanan, where it's either uman without kiyum or kiyum without uman. And the case that's going to be permissible would be it's not uman and it's not the kiyum, which means a knot that you make, which is a simple knot, an easy knot that's made by any amateur, and it doesn't last for more than 7 days, according to Maran, that would be mutar on Shabbat. Maran also says, however, that any knot that's made, not uman, but it's made for the sorech of mitzvah, it's mutar. For example, the Ashkenazim, they have a sefer Torah, and they tie the sefer Torah after they finish with it. Sometimes they have a buckle. If they have a buckle, we're not talking about that. But sometimes they have like a scarf, and they wrap it around, and they make a knot. Now clearly this knot is not ma'aseh uman. Anybody can make the knot. But sometimes this knot would last for more than 7 days. For example, the sefer Torah Rosh Chodesh. They tied it on Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, and the next time they're going to use it is in a month from now. So now you have over here a knot that's Isud Rabbanan because of the time. However, Maran writes, Sorech Mitzvah Mutar. So therefore you would not have a problem in that case. So the question came up in the Shi'ur, what about tying a lulav with its species on Yom Tov? On Yom Tov it's also forbidden to make knots. Comes Yom Tov Sukkot, guy has the lulav, he wants to put his hadassim, his araba, he wants to take from the lulav itself, and he wants to make a kesher. Well, clearly that kesher is not the kiyum. It's not uman. It's not a professional knot. Anybody can make a knot like that. Problem is that if you leave this for more than 7 days, for example, if a person makes it on Yom Tov, he's going to leave it forever. That's it. He's not undoing it. He only changes his lulav once. So therefore, you have a problem over isur, the rabbanan at least. So you might argue and say, well, sorech mitzvah. Because there's an opinion in the Gemara that says, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, lulav sarich eged, that lulav needs to be tied. So if you go with the rule of Maran, then anytime you have a sorech mitzvah, it's okay. So it would be permissible to tie the lulav according to this, even though it's going to last for more than 7 days, because mikom mitzvah lo gazer. Only problem is, we don't posek like Rabbi Yehuda and the Gemara, we posek like the Hakamim. And Hakamim said lulav en sarich eged. So therefore it's not a mitzvah. So therefore you have a problem to tie a lulav on Yom Tov if you're intending to leave it for more than 7 days. However, comes Harambam, and Harambam has a big hadush. He says that any item that's edible by humans or animals as food, there's no laws of kosher. That's his deen. Therefore, you could argue that this lulav, these leaves, the animals can eat them. The animals do eat them. So therefore, since it's ma'achal behema, according to Harambam, you should not have a problem of kosher. Only problem is, Maran does not bring down the shita of Harambam, and the Rif and the Rosh argue in Harambam. And we know a rule that usually Maran will take 2 out of 3. And since 2 out of 3 say it's asur, and he does not bring it down on Shulchan Aruch, we have to assume that he took the majority opinion. And that's the way Chacham Obadiah, Allah B'Shalom, comes out in Chazon Obadiah, Chelek He, that he says that even items that are edible are Shayach, the Isur of Kosher. That's the way Menuchat Ahava also comes out in Chelek Gimah. So therefore, Halakha L'Ma'aseh, the person wants to tie a knot on Yom Tov, Sukkot, is Lulav. It would be permissible so long as his intention is to take it apart within 7 days. For example, Chol HaMoed, he changes the Hadassim, he changes the Arabot, he cuts the knot off, and he does a new one. So long as he does it with that, you have the two advantages. It's not Ma'aseh Uman, and it's not Omed, the Kiyum. But otherwise, one has to be Mahmir. Although in Yalkut Yosef, Mu'adim, he was lenient. He said, we could follow Harambam's opinion. But his father obviously had a different opinion than Hasan Obadiah, and therefore the Ma'aseh, even when it comes to items like that, one should be Mahmir when it comes to making a knot. A simple example would be, sometimes they have the string licorice, and it's long, so you give it to the child, and they make a knot from it. Now, if they're going to eat it right away, so there's no problem. But if you make a knot, and then you put it back in the closet, and then you have more than 7 days, so you have Isud Rabbanan, even though it's food. So therefore one has to be careful. The Ma'aseh, we are Mahmir.